The title of tonight's teaching is Purpose in the Pain. So, and this is going to be a quick teaching. So the Bible is full of stories about wounded people, those that have been hurt by betrayal, loss, illness, or some even worse. Let's go to Genesis 50. Verse 20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. So here in Genesis, we, in this particular scripture here, we're talking about Joseph. And Joseph was betrayed, enslaved by his own brothers. He was imprisoned because of lies that were told on him. And, you know, ultimate betrayal is, to me, is being betrayed by those that you love, you know, ones that you think love and care about you too. So that's when it hurts the most, is when it's people that you love. You know, people that you don't necessarily know or care that much about, it doesn't hurt as bad. But when it's people that you love and care about, it hurts a lot more. But that's the ones the devil uses. So even after all of this betrayal and enslavement, imprisonment, even after all that, God elevated him into a position, and not just any position, but a position of second in command. This position not only allowed him to save his family, but also a nation. Let's go to Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Here we're talking about David, another that had some painful experiences. David rejected by his family and King Saul, who once loved him. There were many threats to his life and later deep wounds of his own sin, of adultery and murder. So here he got into trouble because he was, one, out of position, and two, his desire spoke louder than the voice of God. He allowed that lust to come in, and that's when he stayed behind when he should have been out to battle. So that's why it's important for us to stay in position and stay connected. And then, of course, you know, the murder, he murdered his Bathsheba's husband. So that was another one. but even after that, God took him from shepherd to Israel's greatest king. And it's like, through the persecution, through the personal failure, God elevated him to another position. And then he turned around and called him a man after his own heart. I mean, what kind of grace and mercy is that, you know? And why did God do that? Excuse me. Because David showed raw honesty about the pain that led him to worship and about the wisdom of what he learned from it. It just goes to show that it doesn't matter what you've done, God is merciful and loving God. Let's go to Job 5:18. Job 5:18 says, "For he bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole." And of course, we're in Job, so that's who we're talking about right now. Job had an abundance of wealth. He had family. He had his health. He had everything. God was, you know, very good to him and allowed him all of these things. But he lost it all, every bit of it. And yet he did not curse God. Not once. Let's go to Job 42:5. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. My eye sees you. So in this, we see that the suffering of Job led to a more intimate and a more knowledge of God. Through all of the pain and the suffering that he endured, it showed that even though we may not know why sometimes when we are in our pit and going through all of the things that we go through, there is a purpose for all of it. We just have to maintain and stay, stick and stay, knowing that God's going to work it all out to the good. It brings restoration. It brings deeper insight into God and how he operates and why he does the things that he does. And ultimately, this is what we want. You know, we want a deeper relationship with God. We want to know him more. Jeff and I recently finished a fast, and this is one of the things that we fasted for, was a deeper knowledge of God. I told him, I said, I don't want to have to ask what would Jesus do. I want to know what Jesus would do. I want that closeness. I want that relationship. I want to just the knowing in my spirit, you know, that he's with me and, you know, he's guiding me the whole way through. You know, I have been in this ministry for many years, as some of you know, and I kind of I was looking at this today and thinking about it. It's like, you know, I was kind of before I came to work here, I was kind of like an outsider looking in. I, you know, came to church and saw some of the things that would go on, right? But I never knew the true depth of the things that go on until I started working here. And that's kind of similar to, you know, how we operate with God. The closer we get to him, the more knowledgeable we are of him and how he operates. So. So this is what God's calling us to do, a deeper, more intimate relationship with him. So dive in, go deep, don't stay in the 4-foot section, go to the 6 and 8 foot section where you got to swim a little bit. just like that song, Beautifully In Over My Head. I love that song. And it's like, man, that's trust. let's go to 2 Corinthians 12. Verse 7 through 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning the thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So this is, here we are talking about Paul, who suffered with thorn in his flesh, persecution, weakness. but Paul's wounds kept him humble and allowed Christ's power to shine through him, which was what allowed his ministry during that time. His wounds did not define his end. Instead, God turned it into wisdom. So he takes all of our pain, all of our hurt, and he turns it into something more. He turns it into a purpose. There's a purpose behind everything that we go through. And, you know, it's not fun. We don't like it. And sometimes we try to run from it. But I can tell you, after all of these years, I don't run from my cross anymore. I run to it. Because the sooner that I learn what I'm supposed to learn, the sooner I get through it. And I'm not suffering as much because, you know, we suffer mainly because we don't want to let go of the things of old. You know, we want to hang on to all that old stuff. And the enemy just comes back constantly, you know, trying to suck you into going back that way. Let's see. So that was Paul, and let's not forget about Christ. He didn't want to go to the cross, but his pain, his obedience served a greater purpose. Not only our salvation, but from it we learned of God's tremendous love for us. He gave up his only son for us. No greater love is this than he laid down his life. Let's go to Romans. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So in this is, like we said, God works all things out to the good. And, you know, as painful as it is sometimes, you know, I look back on my past experiences, and you can't see them when you're in it. But when you come out of it, you look back and you're like, oh, okay, I get it now. You know, the things that you had to go through. And it's all training. Every bit of it is training. And so it's like, you know, and it makes it so much easier when you recognize that and, you know, start looking at it like that. Because now when I'm going through something, it's like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? And it truly, 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 it makes it so much easier when you have that mindset. Our wounds may sometimes feel overwhelming and unbearable, but like with these men, God can heal, restore, and use us for a much greater cause than we could ever imagine. Our wounds don't have the final word. God does, and he turns them he turns them into wisdom, allowing us to be used by him. Excuse me. Sometimes people think, like myself at one time, you know, oh, I can't, you know, I don't want to get up and teach. I don't want to stand in front of people and do stuff like this. But sometimes just sharing our testimony, that the things we've been through can bring healing to somebody else. And so that's where we have to come out of ourselves and learn to share our experiences. We can erase memories, but we cannot erase memories, sorry, but we can change the power they have over us. We don't have to let them define us. Because God has the last say. And, you know, the old enemy comes in trying to say that you're not worthy, or God will never love you for the things that you've done. It's a lie. It's a lie from the pit. One last thing I want to share with you is this. I read somewhere, I think it was this morning, a story that about Moses. Well, not about Moses, but so this morning I saw something that was talking about Moses and how God had given him specific measurements and instructions on how to build the ark, right? Well, nowhere in those instructions did it include a steering wheel. And I thought about that, and I'm like, wow, you know? So I went, and I looked, and I didn't see anything. And of course, you know, to myself, I'm like, there had to be a steering wheel. You can't steer a boat without a steering wheel, right? Well, God was the steering wheel. through the storms, through the waves, avoiding the rocks, you know, all of it, God was the steering wheel of the ship. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty powerful story. And, you know, that takes a lot of trust on the part of Moses, too. So, did I say, hallelujah, yeah, that one. So, but the story is to let us know that we have no need for a steering wheel. God's got our back. He has the steering wheel. He's in control as long as we submit to him, listen to him. He will work all things out to the good. As it reminds me of that song, Jesus Take the Wheel, right? Jesus Take the Wheel. So submit to God and let him refine you and focus on the purpose, not the pain. Amen. All right. That's all I have for you tonight. Short and sweet. Jesus Take the Wheel. Praise God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this word that you have spoken tonight, Father, the word that you gave to me for everyone tonight, Lord. And sometimes, you know, some of these teachings may sound trivial because we've heard them many times before, but sometimes we just need the reminders, Father. And we thank you. We thank you for the reminders that you are still in control. You're on the throne, and we don't have to do a thing except submit to you. So we thank you, Father. We love you. We honor and bless you in Jesus' name.